gotta tell you the truth. I'm not much for looking for silver linings when it comes to the Toronto Blue Jays. I mean, after all, this team has made back-to-back trips to the ALCS. And I mean, there was no reason at the start of the season, I don't think, to expect much less than that. It was either going to be that or it was going to be a team that was going to be too old and would fall apart. You know, and I think there's more gray than silver in that, no? Got that, Brent? Gray isn't gray hair. See what I did there?
Very clever.
Very good. It isn't. Thank you. Anyhow, but here we are with a Blue Jays team that is, what, 6 games under 500 and has yet to bury itself in no small measure because the rest of the AL East has been, well, it's just kind of been, meh. The Yankees have been a good story, but that starting pitching won't likely hold up. The Orioles have stopped winning. John Farrell spent his off day meeting with general manager David Dombrowski and both of his assistants, and that's just never a good sign, folks. And, well, check it out. The Jays, the Yankees, the Rays, the Red Sox are all 5-5 in their last 10 games. Baltimore is 3-7. I mean, it's like the entire division has forgotten how good it was supposed to be. So, I mean, if you want your silver lining, I guess there's your silver lining.